rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. My eardrums are already hurting because the amount of bullshit in the array of stuff that we're going to give you. Okay, maybe it's not bullshit, but who knows? Anyways, today's Tuesday, September the 17th of 2024, day 261st of the year. And you want to get ready for the next part? Only 105 days left to go. We're on the verge of getting into double digits because we're getting out of this bad boy and going on to the next thing is 25. Yeah, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the interwebs. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yep, infiltration and Radio Big is a combination of things that are going on. So what does that mean to you? Well, this is a simulcast. So when I say simulcast, here's what's occurring. We are broadcasting on Safety FM. We are broadcasting on Radio Big. We are also on the Podcatcher 2.0 version. If you have that, we're coming to you live right there on the Podcatcher. If not, you're getting us in a delayed version. We're also doing the video streaming on the different social media aspects. Besides that, we're on our own website at the same time. Besides that, you can interact with the show. Yeah, we got it all going on at one time. So if you want to interact with the show, simple version of doing so. A lot of people go through social media. Baby. What we do around here, callinradio.com. Yeah, callinradio.com, video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging all in one time. Yeah, you got it all right there. We try to give it to you as realistic as possible. When we start getting the hologram plug-in with the telepathy portion, we'll get that to you as well, because that's what we're trying to do. We're always on the cutting edge. I mean, I talk to a lot of friends of mine, and it seems like they always say we're somewhere about 3 years ahead of schedule. It seems like what the hell we have going on. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know how true that is. I like email and text messaging too. Before I forget, so yesterday was like a big day in the Apple world. But now that we're talking about new things that came out, we're talking about 18.0 for your iOS update and 15.0 for, the XOS or whatever the hell they call it. So did you do any updates yesterday? The phone did look kind of prettier. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I have to tell you, I love the darkness. I love the content on how dark it got. There is no doubt about that. So what'd you do? Did you do anything? Do you have an Apple product? Do you care about Apple products? The reason that it's the dead giveaway with our Apple products, especially if you hang around here, you'll see it on how we start doing all kinds of weird stuff. And if you know anything about Apple, that's kind of the way that it goes. It's all said with love, of course. All said with love. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we tell you what the show's about? It's about safety. It's about the news. It's about safety in the news and all of that kind of great stuff. So let's do this right away, because there has been a lot of things that have been happening, especially if you were, a musician. Apparently, you had a big night last night, but we'll talk about that here in a moment.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends, New York Times staff makes an absurd demand, and the president of El Salvador paves the path to prosperity. We'll get into that inside of the shit list. Also, Shakira exits the stage left, and Heather Locklear dishes on her own and only date with Tom Cruise. We'll talk about that. Also, what else do we have? A Survivor alum heads down under, and Tom Hardy has some serious personalities issues on set. We'll talk about that. And Meghan Markle's staff spills the beans on what it's like to work for the Duchess of Sussex. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royales. And I'm not talking about the Royale with cheese. I'm just talking about the Royales. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we'll get it all moving and grooving for you. No doubt about that. So let's go ahead and get into that thing that we call the news, because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump has described the moment he was grabbed by Secret Service agents when a gunman was spotted at his golf course.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. It worked out well, and Secret Service did an excellent job. And they have the man behind bars, and hopefully he's going to be there for a long time. Dangerous person, very, very dangerous person.
The suspect is thought to have camped out with a rifle for 12 hours on Sunday before agents saw him and opened fire. 58-year-old Ryan Ruth has been charged with two gun-related crimes. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he's spoken to President Biden about having more personnel in his security detail. Widespread flooding is causing havoc in central Europe, with at least 16 people known to have died. The Polish city of Nysa has asked all 44,000 residents to evacuate. There have been casualties reported in Romania, Austria, the Czech Republic and Poland. Hungary, Germany and Italy are also on alert for effects from Storm Boris and its heavy rainfall. Amazon has told employees they have to return to the office 5 days a week starting in January of next year. The online retail giant's corporate employees are currently allowed to work from home 2 days a week after the shift to remote work during the pandemic. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a statement announcing the mandate, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy wrote that he believes there are significant advantages to working together on site, such as more collaboration and strengthening company culture. The online retailer has faced pushback from employees to previous attempts to get them to come back to the office, including a walkout last year at its Seattle headquarters. Given Amazon's size and stature, the move could influence other tech firms to follow suit. Other large companies such as UPS, JPMorgan Chase, and Boeing have already announced plans to try and put an end to pandemic-era remote work policies.
The Philippines says it will continuously deploy vessels in the contested Sabina Shoal in the South China Sea after a Philippine ship returned to port after a five-month deployment. China, which claims sovereignty over most of the South China Sea, says it will continue to safeguard its maritime interests. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Beijing's frequent demands for the withdrawal of a Philippine vessel in the disputed Sabina Shoal were briefly met when the Teresa Mabangwa returned to port. The Philippines Coast Guard said that was so it could be repaired and that it would send another ship to sustain its presence in the waters. The Sabina Shoal is the latest flashpoint in ongoing confrontations between the two sides. Beijing has promised to continue to carry out what it sees as enforcement activities in waters it claims. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. What does it mean when President Joe Biden says the Secret Service needs more help? He advanced that claim in the aftermath of Sunday's news that a man was arrested after he was foiled from launching an attack against Donald Trump at the former president's golf club in Florida. Barry DiNardio is a former Secret Service agent who served during the Bush and Obama administrations.
I would say they could always use more people, more resources. It's not a large organization. Mostly when they're handling presidential security and they're overseas or at an event, they draw heavily on local police forces. I imagine state, county, city police would be quite a large percentage of the overall security, the inner security of the president or the presidential candidates would be handled by the Secret Service. So if it were up to me, I'd always want so many resources and better to have too many than too little. So that's how a Secret Service man would think. But, you know, there's time, money, budgeting, and resources, and it's not infinite.
The Secret Service had regularly warned the Trump team that they had concerns about the former president's security when playing golf. But equally, his decision to play on Sunday was made relatively late, and it's unclear how the would-be attacker knew the former president would be at his club. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Donald Trump's described the moment he was grabbed by Secret Service agents when a gunman was spotted at his golf course. Widespread flooding's causing havoc in Central Europe with at least 16 people killed. Amazon's told employees to return to the office 5 days a week starting in January next year. And the Philippines says it will continuously deploy vessels in the contested Sabina Shoal in the South China Sea amid tensions with Beijing. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R, Safety Show.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, Rated R Safety Show. You know how it goes around here as we are hanging out at 16 minutes past the top of the hour, because that is definitely what we do. We do a little bit of everything. We sprinkle it all in for you, because that is the what the hell's going on. So let's start talking right away about some of the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because I think that that is going to be important. And let me kind of backtrack real quick, because I said something. I said something at the very beginning, and, you know, I want to make sure that I'm giving it to you in real time, because that is what happens, and let's talk about it. So this is breaking news, but Diddy was arrested by the feds in the New York City after the grand jury indictment, and this occurred yesterday at 8.05 p.m. Pacific time. 11.05 for those Eastern folks. Just a couple hours before Diddy got busted, he was confidently strolling around New York City with his son, King Combs. He even stopped to greet some fans and take some selfies at 7:13. Law enforcement enforced a source of TMZ that Diddy's arrest was scheduled for Tuesday, but something happened that caused the feds to move it up a day earlier. However, the U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says that the federal agents took him based on a sealed indictment filed in the Southern District of New York. Diddy was just arrested and taken into federal custody in New York on Monday night, according to TMZ. Sources tell TMZ that Homeland Security swooped in Midtown Hotel late Monday where Diddy was staying and arrested him. We have unconfirmed reports that the feds are searching his hotel room. We were told that Diddy was taken in by the FBI field office in Manhattan. So it appears that the action was taken in connection with the criminal investigation into alleged sex trafficking and other offenses that led to the search warrant being issued that executed Diddy's home in Beverly Hills and in Miami. As reported, the grand jury has been hearing testimony from various accusers over the last few months. So there you go. I wanted to make sure that I gave you the nitty gritty of what was going on, because, you know, that is how the information was cycling through. So there you go. So what do you think? Always some stuff. I don't know if that's really where we want to start off with, but hey, that's where we are now. So there's the information for you that's happened within less of the last, we're kind of around the 12-hour mark in regards of all that stuff going on. So what in the hell is going on? So there you go. Anyways, alleged would-be assassin Ryan Roth has been charged with 2 federal gun law violations following his arrest on Sunday. The first possession was firearm by a convicted felon, carries a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison and $250,000 fine. In a second, the possession of a firearm with a serial number removed carries a maximum 5-year sentence and another $250 fine, or $250,000 fine, not $250. So now we're looking at 20 years and $500,000. Perhaps because it never pulled the trigger, he cannot be charged with the attempted murder, but these charges certainly feel pretty light, especially given the complex and creative lawfare used to incarcerate Donald Trump in the endless legal battles. I mean, I'm just saying, this is according to the writer, what he has to say. So, I mean, I don't know. Stuff to think about. Also, meanwhile, law enforcement reports cell phone tracking data put Roth in the tree line starting as of 2 a.m. local time on Sunday until 1:31 p.m. So let's see. 2 a.m. to 13:30 31. When he was spotted by the Secret Service, the initial details suggest that Roth had been in position for hours waiting for Trump. This is according to Brian Enten. So Brian Enten reporting there. So I don't know. I look at this stuff and go, what in the fuck is going on? Because that is some crazy stuff. I mean, I don't understand. I have things that I dislike, okay? And I do not like politics. I am not a fan, never have been a fan, probably will never be a fan. And I don't really think that I would sit around and go, oh, yeah, this seems like a good idea. I mean, like, what the hell are people thinking when it comes to some of this stuff? You can disagree with somebody's political point of view and not try to take them out. I mean, it's not that hard to think about this. There's a lot of stuff that I disagree with. There's a lot of stuff that I agree with. But me, and I've never been like, let's take this person out because I don't agree with what the hell they're saying. I mean, what the hell?
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so the Times Tech Guild, the union for the roughly 600 staff who work behind the scenes to keep the New York Times digital properties and running, has authorized a potential strike, potential because they're threatening to leave their post right around Election Day, hamstringing the newspaper. Their demands are to be polite, hilarious. Here are what they want. A four-day work week, okay, raises, full health care benefits, and for themselves and their families, meaning no employees' contribution. This is virtually unheard of a private sector. Yeah, guarantee stock grants, annual bonuses, and they are connected to job performance. The package alone costs the Times an estimated $100 million over the next 3 years for 600 employees. Some quip napkin man suggested this. This would work out to about $55,000 in annual compensation and benefits per year per employee. And it gets worse. They also want to ban scented products in the break room because they couldn't tell why, and an unlimited time to use this perfume-free spaces. They want time-off guarantees. If their pets die, they want all meetings to begin with a potential trigger warning, and they want more money for non-white employees specifically to attend conferences, and they want to protect non-citizens on visas for the first on visas first if they if Times lays off anyone. So there you go. I don't know. That sounds kind of an interesting list. So let's see, $100 million over the next 3 years for 600 employees, and that's about $55,000 annually. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I kind of sit back and chuckle about the non-scented perfume area because I'm all for that. I reference that in particular because I have been in rooms where people have such strong perfumes that I sit back and go, my head is going to kill me here in the next few moments because of how strong the scent is. So there you go. Anyway, take a listen to this. President of El Salvador has announced that he is ending any deficit spending in his country. His upcoming budget proposal will, yes, I said will, proposal will be fully financed without the need to take a single cent of debt for current spending, he said on Sunday. Congratulations there. You know, not taking on debt. Oh, what a good idea. In the shocking twist, he added El Salvador will no longer spend more than it produces annually. When the president took office in 2019, El Salvador's deficit was $1.2 billion last year. It closed significantly to $338 million for the entire year. This is according to CoinDesk. By contrast, here we go. You ready? The United States adds $8.5 billion with a B in debt every day. $8.5 billion in debt every day. Not million with an M. Billion with a B. So I don't know. That's something to think about as we are talking. So listen to this story, because this story is an interesting one. Imagine you can't find your kid. Okay? You got that? And then all of a sudden you realize you can't find your car. Well, on Sunday morning, a terrified family called the police when they noticed both their vehicle and 8-year-old daughter were missing. Turns out the girl managed to drive a 2020 Nissan Rogue to a nearby Target, about 25 minute drive Fortunately, the girl was found alive and well inside of the store. At least one driver called concerned that they saw a little girl behind the wheel of a vehicle that matched the description of the missing rogue. When officers reached the girl, she informed them that she also hit a mailbox. No word yet on what encouraged her to take the little joyride. Also, she spent $400 inside of the Target. And so the police made the Target employees return the $400 to the girl because, you know, she had taken it from the family. And she was also able to enjoy a little coffee and some Starbucks action while at Target. Think about that for a moment. An 80-year-old figured out to take a 25-minute drive in a Nissan Rogue. Now, listen, I have some family members, and that's what they drive, not the 2020 version, but a Nissan Rogue. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. That can be some fun times in regards of going for the joyride. So, I don't know. Some stuff to think about. So, there you go. I guess the next time that someone's missing or your car's missing, you might have a lot of questions there on what the hell's going on. So, are you ready? Are you ready for this? Let's give you another one of those lovely Florida stories. Another one of those lovely Florida stories. So, let's talk about it. The rudest city in the U.S. is... Bum, 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 bum. Miami, Florida, according to a recent study conducted by the language learning platform Preply. Locals have given their fellow residents a 9.88 out of 10 of rudeness skill, which took into account the variety of factors such as awareness of public noises, shared places, and the rudeness of service of staff. Next up was Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at 9.12, followed by another Florida town. Tampa, Florida, with an 8.88, the latter, which was the rudest city in 2022. Rounding out the top five was Louisville, Kentucky, and Oakland, California. So Louisville, Kentucky was 8.72, and Oakland, California was 8.67. On the flip side, the least rudest cities include Omaha, Nebraska, with 6.24, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with 6.35, San Diego, California. Have you been to San Diego? I mean, there would be no reason to be rude if you were there. I mean, there should be no reason to be rude, period. So let's make sure we're clear. It was a 6.68. Columbus, Ohio, with a 6.7. And Kansas City, Missouri, with a 6.78. I did say 6.78. So there you go. What do you think? Rudy Udy or Tooty Tooty or Fruity Fruity Karuti. You got it? Yeah, I was all mixed up there. Anyways, so take a listen to this. Tito Jackson. Yeah, Tito Jackson passed away. Yeah, he passed away while driving from New Mexico to Oklahoma, according to a statement from the former family manager. No word on the exact cause of the death. Jackson is best known for performing alongside his famous brothers in the Jackson 5. He was 70 at the time of his passing. Yeah, the Jackson 5. I mean, I will tell you, I'm still in shock about Michael dying. And that was years and years ago. And I still look back and go, how the hell did that happen? I mean, we know how it happened, but, you know, just amazing. There you go. Anyways, let's talk about the Dow. The Dow increased by 288 points to close at 41,622. The S&P increased by 7 points to close at 5,633, and the NASDAQ lost about 91 points to close at 17,592. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel. Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Monday. And Bitcoin, yeah, it fell down about 2%, trading just around 58,000. Yeah, 58,000 on Monday, just so you know. Also, let's see, what else? There was more than 3,345 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday. But the great part about the other side of the equation was that there was only 40 cancellations. I'll take the delays over the cancellations any day of the week, but just depending on how long the delays are. I mean, duh. I mean, no duh. Yeah, you get it. So anyways, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $31 million jackpot or a $15.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it is definitely time to do so. So don't worry about that. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff going on. Shakira stormed off the stage at a Miami nightclub. Does it have to do with rudeness? Well, kind of. Over the weekend, after noticing a fan attempting to film up her skirt. Yeah. Film up her skirt. In a clip of the incident, Shakira could be seen looking at someone in the crowd and shaking her finger at them, seemingly telling them to stop recording. When the person continued filming, she exited the stage. Fans condemned the behavior on X. One person summing it up perfectly, people are gross. This is according to the New York Post. I mean, I'm kind of interested in exactly how they determined exactly what the person was doing. I mean, and I'm not saying that there was no proof that they were filming, but how do we know that that's exactly what was going down? And you see, this is why I'm not a huge fan of stages. And let me explain what I mean here. Because it puts you at a higher level, meaning, you know, higher than the people you're trying to talk to. So it gets weird. That's the first weird part of the whole thing. And then you get into some other incidents right away about some potential stuff going on. Let me give you one more before we get the hell into the main story. Jane's Addiction Tour is over after an altercation during the show this past weekend between bandmates Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro. It was announced on Monday the band said that they have made the difficult decision to take some time away as a group, while Navarro issued his own thoughts, laying the blame on Farrell's continuing pattern of behavior and mental health difficulties. Farrell, meanwhile, issued an apology to Navarro, his other bandmates, fans, and family and friends calling his actions inexcusable and taking full accountability. This is according to TMZ. So, there you go. Already the tour. I mean, I'm wondering if we're going to hear something similar to Oasis. I'm just saying, don't hold me accountable.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into that story that we call our main story and get right into the move and the groove of the actions of the things that we need to talk about. Because listen, there are times and there are signs and there are things that we need to talk about as we go into the whole thing. And there are things that we need to talk about as we talk about this world of safety, as we talk about these things that we do for work. And listen, you might sit there and go, I don't agree with what some of your shows talk about on this network. That's okay. And you don't agree with some of the things that, you know, that other people go around and do. And that's fine. That's fine. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about at the end of the day. Because I think the end of the day stuff is always important. And I look at some of the things that you do for work and some of the things that I do for work and go, huh, how different are they and how similar are they and how things can be in the same connector, the same pattern, the same things? Because I think, and maybe you think, that at the end of the day, what we are attempting to do is get people home and making sure that they are quote unquote safe. Not some bullshit safe. And I'm talking about, oh, yes, you know, pie in the sky stuff that, as my friend Sheldon Primus loves to say. But I'm talking about making sure that they make it home to their family, to their loved ones, maybe just to their home, period. And I don't think that what you're trying to accomplish and maybe what I'm trying to accomplish is much different than each other. And what I think that we need to start noticing is that when it comes to certain things where we might disagree on, where we might not see eye to eye, when it is all said and done, we are all the same on the inside. Yeah, I know some people might come back and go, well, maybe we're pretending. Well, who the hell knows? I don't think that that's the case. I think that when you look at the grand picture of things and go, what are we attempting to accomplish? What we are attempting to accomplish is for everyone to make it back to the place where they came from without any issues. I know it gets weird when you start thinking about it, but think about this for a moment. You would not be committed to this work. You would not be committed to what you were doing if you were not trying to do the greater good. And I don't think that you have ever woken up and said, hey, let's see if we can get somebody injured today. I just don't think that that's the pattern of how most people think. I also look at this and go, there are so many similarities on what we are trying to accomplish. Now, listen, we might not be trying to get to the same thing in regards to how we do the process, but the outcome is the same. And I know that I will sit here and complain and bitch and say how unrealistic a zero harm process is. Yes, don't get me wrong. I love, you know, the thought process. I don't think it's realistic, but I love the thought process of it of, hey, let's not hurt anybody. Let's not injure anybody. Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a great idea. Not a realistic idea. I mean, I don't think Superman's showing up anytime soon either, but that's a whole other story. So maybe that is the thing to think about today. Either we are all the same on the inside, or maybe we should all start pretending that we're all the same on the inside. I know. What a mixture of shit to think about.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then, with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see speed the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Together we'll make it. Together we can. Together we'll make it. So come take my hand. Breath and rest for a while. We're gonna get there. Try to let yourself hope like a child. We're gonna get there. We can reach out of the uncertainty. We can look up, fix our eyes on a tree. We're gonna get there.
Friday. Here we are, Rated R Safety Show. We are still hanging out, doing our thing. That is for sure. This right here, yeah, the wild wind. We're going to get there. Yeah, we are going to get there. Don't worry about that. That's what the song's about. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music if you want to give it a little whirly early. Yeah, that's what we do around here. You know, we bring you some music and bring you some stuff to take a dive into. So there you go. Yep. You will find me by your side. So there you go. Always a good time. So thanks to the Wild Wind for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. No doubt a yowdy about that one whatsoever. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to get everything moving and grooving for you. Yep, that's the way that it goes. Once you get there, you'll see information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. It might not be something that you might need right now at this moment, but it could be something that somebody else needs. And having this information is power. Knowing this information is power. Knowing this can change somebody's life. That is the way that I look at it. TWLOHA.com. So To Write Love on Her Arms. There you go. There you go. So let's get into some other stuff to talk about for sure, because I always have a plethora of things to discuss. No doubt about that. Anyways, a group of scientists say that research show that you need a vacation and that your life may depend on it. The team of the Australian Edith Cowan University decided to look into how travel and tourism positively affects human health. Among other benefits, they found that the travel tends to place us outdoors in fresher air and in sunlight, and it requires us to walk out and do other exercises more than usual, which typically prevents us from overheating and exhausts us, and then makes a sleep quality increase. These factors are vital to self-repair, self-organization, and anti-wear and tear systems. In addition, exposure to unfamiliar streets, strange customs, and new environments, and even microgasms, can boost your immune system, improving your body's ability to perceive and defend itself against external threats. But simply self-defense systems becomes more resilient. And now you know why I say I need a vacation every 30 minutes. Sounds great, but I don't know if I can trust a bunch of scientists who are naive enough to think that I don't overtreat myself when it comes to vacations, because that was never mentioned. I am just saying in general. So what do you think? Do you take vacations? And if you do, how often do you do it? I will tell you, over the last few, my wife has told me there is no option. That is what we're doing, and that's it. That's kind of what it boils down to. I am told on how to do it. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. I look at it and I go, vacations are good. Vacations can be bad. I don't know. Just depending. Anyway, take a listen to this. Hotels.com has revealed some of the oddest items left behind in guests as it partners with hotels over the past year. The website Hotel Rooms Insight reports a baseline data more than 400 hotels worldwide also lists the most common items left behind, including phone chargers, dirty laundry, power adapters, makeup, toiletries, or even false teeth. Yeah, I said false teeth. Of course, some of the most unusual items forgotten by visitors include, here we go, a Rolex watch, another watch worth $6 million, a Hermes Birkin bag, keys or documents of a luxury car, a car tire, an engagement ring, a tooth, two full leg casts, stacks of cash, a pet lizard, and because you've got to hear these, here are some most of the unusual room service requests over the past year. An Evian water filled the tub for a kid's bath, a customized allergen menu for a pet, burnt toast, a caviar hot dog, fresh goat milk, 4 pounds of bananas, a high five from a team member to ensure that the room service request was read. And let's face it, if you're asking for 4 pounds of bananas, there's something going on in your room. That's a whole lot weirder than asking for 4 pounds of bananas. And I've got to admit and revealed that that the list of room service requests could have gone down a completely different road if we allowed it to do so. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Brian. Kevin Durant said, "Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard." What a great quote. I've been telling my kids pretty much the same thing since they were little kids. They're both super talented, but I know many people who are far more talented than I am who have not achieved what I've achieved. Now, it's not because I'm better than them. I'm not. But it's because I've outworked them. Ambition is one of the most important qualities you can have. If you have great ideas and a great amount of talent, but you never actually do the things, you just talk about them, you're never going to make it. So many talented people end up failing. Their unrealized talent is wasted because they didn't have the ambition to actually rise to the top. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Although it is nearly impossible for us to admit it, most of the trouble in our lives is, well, it's of our own making. Denying that may be less painful in the short run, but in the end, we pay a terrible price. As long as we blame someone else, we cut ourselves off from the grace of God that forgives and heals. We're able to get on with our lives only when we stop blaming others, take responsibility for our actions, and call upon the name of the Lord. Psalm 32 said, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven." Lord Jesus, it is my fault. I have sinned against you and those I love most. Forgive me. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump has described the moment he was grabbed by Secret Service agents when a gunman was spotted at his golf course. Widespread flooding is causing havoc in Central Europe, with at least 16 people known to have died. Amazon has told employees they have to return to the office 5 days a week starting in January next year, and the Philippines says it will continuously deploy vessels in the contested Sabina Shoal in the South China Sea amid tensions with Beijing.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Yeah, it's like giving a flying, well, whatever he was going to say there. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. And as I take a look around, let's see. Let's go to 2011. Occupy Wall Street movement began in the park in New York City. The protest was a movement against economic inequality. It would gain steam and lead to a wider Occupy movement in the U.S. and other countries. That happened back in 2011. So there you go. If you're looking at some, some birthdays for today, I have some of those. Ella Purnell turns 28. Patrick Mahomes, 29. Andrew East, 33. Scotty Hoying, 33 as well. Daniel Brooks, 35. John Walker turns 39. Flo Rida, 45. Hold on. How did Flo Rida have a birthday yesterday and today? That's not how that works. Mike Catt turns 53. Bobby Lee turns 53. Kyle Chandler turns 59. Phil Jackson turns 79. So that's some birthdays for you for today. So just some information purposes. What else do we have? If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, there's a shitload of them today as well. International Country Music Day, World Manta Day, Get Ready Day, World Patient Safety Day, National Professional House Cleaner Day, Time's Up Day, Smithsonian Day, National Table Shuffleboard Day, Constitution Day, National Apple Dumpling Day, National Monte Cristo Day, and National Pet Bird Day. So there you go. There are definitely some days to celebrate as we are talking. If you need a random joke for today, I always have one of those for you. So let's get into that one. Love is like an hourglass. The heart fills up and the brain empties. Agreed. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What normal thing scares the heck out of you? And if you need a question for the water cooler, why don't you go ahead and try this one? You'll probably do this about 6 times today, and you'll may be embarrassed if you get caught doing it. What is it? Talking to yourself. I don't know. Sometimes some people put it on recordings and, do extremely well with it. But we'll leave that for another conversation. So there you go. That's going to sum it up for us at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. I will be talking about the world of music and entertainment because that is what I do over there. So there you go. If you don't, that's perfectly fine as well. Won't hurt my feelings. I'm just saying. So there you go. You can come hang out and do the thingo over there on that side of the equation. If you don't want to, that's okay. So that's RadioBig.fm. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Don't believe that you have to be like anybody to be somebody. Think about that. Might take you places that you didn't expect. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Child, we're gonna get there. We can reach out of the uncertainty. We can look up, fix our eyes on a tree. We're gonna get there. By your side.